Hallelujah. Amen. Joshua, piano, piano, piano. Hallelujah. Everybody should stop. Be unsorry. You have gone to walk around. You have eaten. So I don't want you to sleep. Dennis, sorry. Close your eyes. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hey, close your eyes. Father, we thank you for another opportunity we have. For a few more hours to be here, to hear you speak to us. As we hear your word, may zeal enter into us. May we become more and more zealous. Zealously affected always in all the good things. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let me take your seats. God bless you. Okay, Aunt Georgina says I should preach until I'm tired. She says she has given you food to eat, so I shouldn't worry at all. So I'm going to preach until I'm tired. Okay, Obiente. What is paining me, and I'm hoping that next year when I come again by the grace of God, it will be better. Many of you don't have a book you are writing in. And boss, chairman, what's your name? Blessing, sit down. Don't do that. What you are doing, I don't like it. What you are moving around is disturbing me. Next year, Auntie Georgina, next year, everybody must have a book they are writing in. Because otherwise, make kasakwa. You see, and I learned from Bishop Dag that when you go to a program, like a church program like this, you are going there to take homework, to go home and do. You understand it? Because every word, last warning. When you come to church to hear the preaching of the word, you come to hear something you must go back and do. Let me show you the scripture. Is that screen working? Will it work? James. James, chapter 1, verse 22. It says, let's say NIV. I don't know what NIV says. NIV says, Do not. I don't think you are here. If you are here, give me a wave. Oh, I say, I'm sending mommy. Bye bye. Oh, I say, oh, yeah, okay, people are here. Do not merely listen to the word. I'm talking to Lyle. Is that Lyle or Lyle? Lyle. Do not. Merely means just. Do not just listen to the word. Do what it says. King James says, be not hearers of the word only, deceiving your own selves, but be doers also. So when we come to church, we come here to the church. The preaching the man is preaching It is to tell you what you must go and do. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? And the reason why he says that is because, verse 23, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Are you hearing? Queenslove, if you come and hear me telling you that you must be zealously affected in the word of God and in the things of the house of God, and you don't go back and do it, you are just like somebody who just looked at himself in a mirror and saw something on his face. When he put the mirror down, he forgot that his face was not looking nice. One day, do you want to hear my story? I was in university and I was going to class early in the morning. And in those, not today, today, as I'm a pepper mapa, once I'm a pepper mapa. Oh, you know, and I won't hear. Once I'm a crazy. Apa is coming. But when I was in university, I had afro hair. See, it's difficult to believe. I used to carry an afro comb in my back pocket to comb my hair. My hair was afro hair. You don't. You see, when you see the person, you don't look at somebody's future and use it to determine their past. So university, this is like 2000 and 2001, 2002, 2003. I had long hair. So I always had an afro comb in my pocket. And I didn't know boys don't use mirrors. But if you're a boy, that's the ultimate mirror in him. You are not a proper boy. You're not a proper boy. A boy who bathes and comes to stand in front of a mirror for 15 minutes. Either the boy is not a proper boy or the boy has a girl. True or not true? So, man, shame him. I didn't comb my hair. The afro hair that has not been combed. I walked from my hostel. Walked by the roadside. Walk. I greeted people on the way. Walked to lectures. Finished one lecture. Then one of my classmates came to me and said, "You didn't comb your hair today." And I touched my hair. It was true. Then I was asking myself that, how come all the people I passed by on the way coming to the class didn't tell me that I'm not combing my hair? I couldn't believe it, but I hadn't combed my hair. Because of what? I didn't look in the mirror. And so when God's word comes to you, one of the things God's word does is that it shows you what you look like. And your job is that you must take what it is saying, go back home, and do what it says. So if you come and don't write, then it means that the homework, you will go back home with no homework. And all I'm saying is not making sense to you. So dancing stars, film stars, ushers, choristers, you must develop the habit of... Am I preaching? Look, I'm preaching from now till the place becomes dark. I'm announcing to you. Yesterday, I closed early. Because it was my first day. I was being a nice guy. Today is the last day. Adien sanya, yenyang kofie. Eha nye tum. Just a higher tum, man. Sana yapon. Sana yapon. If you think that, you're going to be... I'll not mind you. Even if you sleep, I'll preach to you. I promise you. I'm not closing until it's dark. So if you like, whatever you can do, you do. You'll be sleeping, I'll be preaching to you. Pay attention. Hey, Yedin. Mwa bahase. Mwa mfa buka ma. And then I'm eating now. Mwa nchobi. You got to share some. Are you happy? You are looking for shirt. You have got some. You're not happy. Hey, how can you say you're not happy? So next year, Auntie Georgina, if people don't bring notebooks, when I come and I see there are no notebooks, I'll take it in my car and go back to Kumasi, because otherwise I will not be happy. All right, so Galatians 4:18, ready, go. But it is good. Thank you, cardboard. Thank you. Put your hands together for cardboard. He's a correct. I told you, he's a man of God in the church. Okay, ready, go. Okay, so it is not but not only, and not only. Do you say it's and not but, and not only when I am present with you? Is it okay? Okay, Psalm 119:139. Ready, go. Because mine enemies thy ways. Psalm 119:139. Again. Psalm 119:139. Because mine enemies have forgotten thy ways. Psalm 119:139. Put your hands together for yourselves. For yourselves. All right, now listen. I have told you, number one, five things that zeal is. I have shown you two things that when you have zeal, it will do to you. Okay? Now, I have shown you I have shown you two things that you must have zeal towards. What are those two things? Number one is what? You must have zeal for the word of God. Number two, you must have zeal for the house of God. Is that okay? All right. So now I'm going to show you. I'm not sure what I should show you first. I have two things I want to show you. Which one should I show you first? The first one or the second one? The first one. The first one first or the second one first? I'll show you the first one first. I'll show you the first one first. You want the first one first? Okay, I'll show you the first one first. Because that one, it will make you aware. It will make you come alive. So, first one, I'm showing you the first one first. Are you ready for it? Put your hands together for the Lord if you're happy. I'm showing you the first one. I'm going to show you what zeal looks like. I'm going to show you two people in the Bible. Why is he hungry or he wants to sleep? I don't know what is wrong with him. Do you want me to show you the first one first?
Yes.
First one first.
Yes.
You want the first one first?
Yes.
Oh, I'm showing the first one first. The first one I'm showing you, which is first, is two. I'm going to show you two examples of zeal, like zealously affected people. Two examples of zealously affected people in the Bible. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for it? Okay. What's the problem? Is there a problem? Put it on. Don't worry. Just, Martin, projector man, take me to 2 Kings chapter 9. Please be quiet in the room because I am going to read for you a very, very fantastic story of a man who had zeal for the word of God. Now, this is what happens. When a person... Mary Sally, look. Is there a book? There's no book to give to her. Is that for her? That's yours. You want a book to write in? This part I'm showing you, don't write anything. Just write the verse, the person's name and the verse. Then listen to the story. So come. I told you not to sit here. Sit here. Go and sit by Pastor Nat. I need the room to be quiet. Totally quiet. The first example of a zealously affected person towards I'm giving you two examples, only two examples. The first guy was zealously affected towards the word of God, for the word of God. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? And his name is Jehu. Everybody say Jehu. J-E-H-U. Jehu. Write his name in your book. You'll remember him one day. Write his name in your book. His story is in 2 Kings chapter 9 and chapter 10. So I'm going to take you on a ride. I mean, want a ride. A ride through. And I'm showing you, why do we need examples? Examples are good because when the math teacher is teaching you long division, he has to do an example. Or? Yes. This is how we do long division. Like this, like this, like this. Example. So you too, if God is telling you that, if God is telling you that, God is telling that you must be zealously affected, God must show you an example of what he's describing. What? How can I be zealously affected? God is saying, look at the example. Okay. So now, quiet. I didn't say chapter 9, verse 10. No. Chapter 9 from verse 1. Please, all eyes on me. Either on me or on the screen. Either look at me or look at the screen. Quiet. I want quiet. The prophet Elisha summoned a man from the company of the prophets and said, don't talk la. Joe. You are disturbing me, honestly. Where can I put her? Because she's by you. I want absolute silence. The prophet Elisha summoned a man from the company of the prophets and said to him, "Tuck your cloth into your belt. Take this flask of olive oil with you and go to Ramoth Gilead. When you get there, look for Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi. Go to him, get him away from his companions, and take him into an inner room. Then take the flask and pour the oil on his head and declare, 'This is what the Lord says, I anoint you king over Israel.' Then open the door and run. Don't delay." let me show you what is going on here. Sorry. On the way. Come. You want to come, so come. This is the prophet Elisha. He called one of the prophets, younger prophet, senior prophet, younger prophet. Because senior prophet, amen. Senior prophet, younger prophet. Amen. Now I can't. You are seriously affected. Why are you seriously affected? We are trying to be zealously affected. You are seriously affected. So, this is Jehu. Be serious. Be serious. You are Jehu. Jehu doesn't behave like this. Be serious. Yes. Jehu is a soldier. He's a military commander. This is senior prophet, junior prophet, Elisha, junior prophet. I'm sure we're going to go step by step by step. You will see something. Elisha, see you're a junior prophet. Oh, say amen. Also, Elisha called this man. Give me oil. I saw some oil somewhere. Jay, Elisha called a prophet and he said, "Take oil. Famano, take a flask of oil." Good. Beautiful. Oh, oil no. Oh, we no. Koshe Jehu. What he has here? Jehu. Udu wa. Udu Jehu wa. Call him away from his friends. Because when you go, Jehu will be having a meeting with his friends. So be talking to them, be talking to your friends. Yes. You want to say? No. And see, Uduwa, Freno, say, Bra, Metia Sembi. Question is on Metia Sembi. So, and then Imraha say, then the prophet said, this is what God is saying. When he comes, Tio, Oban, Ofrenas, Oba, Oyel, no, Shegun Itriso, maybe also, but Shegun Itriso. Shegun Itriso. Yes. Are you watching what is going on? O Shegun Itriso, we are Menkasa, Menkasembia, Afe Biepuno, not Janney free if Edem Hawk. Come on, Janney, free them Hawk. What do you mean, Janney? Go! Put us together for the young prophets. All right. Muti ya tena se. Mi hiyama mesan fremo. Di se ona ona Elisha o. Ati ya se ona oye prophet. Di se afi Jehu. The story, this story is about Jehu. Inti mesan fremo biyom. Oni main man. So, the guy went to Ramoth Gilead. So the young prophet went to Ramoth, verse 4. When he arrived, he found the army officers sitting together. Then he said, I have a message for you, commander. Then Jehu asked, for which of us? Then the man replied, for you, commander. Jehu got up and went into the house, outside. Then the prophet poured the oil on Jehu's head and declared, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I anoint you king over the Lord's people, Israel. You are to destroy. Listen to the commandment. You see, I'm talking about when God speaks a word to you, how you react to it. Your reaction must be with zeal. What the word God speaks to you, anytime you come to church and you hear the preaching of the word, the reason why even you Christians, you like this young teenager Christians, I told you that when I went to secondary school, it was the person who prayed for me to receive baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues was a secondary school boy. Yes, not in church or with the pastor, a fellow secondary school boy. Went to meet church SU meeting one day. He said, if you are here, you don't speak in tongues, you want baptism of the Holy Spirit, to be baptized with the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will speak in tongues. Come to the front. And I came to the front. Secondary school boy was standing here like this. He said, receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Begin to speak. It was coming. You, as you are here. How many people have you laid hands on to receive Holy Spirit baptism? It does not even occur to you. Always, it is pastors who do it. True or not true? It hasn't occurred to you. So I'm telling you that when you come into church and you hear the word of God, you must go back home with that word and apply zeal. I'm not preaching well today. And I'm showing you an example of somebody that the word of God came to him. Watch what he did. That's why I say everybody should be quiet. I don't want any talking in the church. Be quiet. Listen. Jehu got up. He said, the man said, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I anoint you king over the Lord's people, Israel. Verse 7. You are to destroy, number one, you are to destroy the house of Ahab, your master. And I will avenge, by that time, Ahab had already died. So it's only the house that was left. I will avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the Lord's servants shed by Jezebel. How many of you know Jezebel? How many of you know Jezebel? You don't know Jezebel? Okay, no problem. You, Auntie Georgina will take care of that problem. That one, I cannot solve it for you. Jezebel is there. I can't solve that problem. Are you in the church? The whole house of Ahab will perish. Ahab, you don't know who Ahab is, but Ahab, he was a king of Israel. And his wife Jezebel was influencing him to do bad things. So if you were a girl and you grow up one day and you marry a man and you are influencing the man to do bad things, your other name is Jezebel. Oh, I'm not saying it well. Me, I think that Ahab was okay. Jezebel is the one that's sporting. But now, what do you think? I think Ahab was okay. If Ahab hadn't married that woman, he would have been okay. Next verse. The whole house of Israel will perish. I will cut off from Ahab every last male in Israel. Slave of free. Somebody's talking here. I don't like it. Someone talking here. Stop. Stop, stop, stop. I will make the house of Ahab, verse 9, like the house of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, son of Ahijah. As for Jezebel, dogs will eat her on the plot of ground at Jezreel. And no one will bury her. All these things are the instructions that God is giving to Jehu. As I said, what bad story now we see Nyankopon Asem. Then Nyankopon Asem said, the woman who is that how he said, it's like Anna, your father and mother. It's like, don't insult, don't, when your mother, some of you, I've always been saying that a good girl like Queen's Love, when your mother is in the kitchen and you are in the room, and your mother calls you Queen's Love, when you say yes ma, you have arrived. Yes ma. If you say yes ma and you are still in the room and she has to call you again Queen's Love, you are disobeying Ephesians 6. You don't like what I'm preaching. That's how you know, that's how you are, that's why you're quiet. So don't mind her. She'll call me again. If it is important, she'll call me again. Foolish girl. Foolish girl. Your mother, you if it's when you hear Queen, it's you they are calling. Queen, Jans and Queen. What? Hey. When you hear Queen. Before the ins love will finish and add no, now we do her. Oh, just so no, and it's a old do her. Brother, I'm making a note as here. Brother, no, oh, just so no. Yes, man. Oh, just now we do her. If you sit in the room for her to call you the second time, I am telling you, you are not honoring your mother. You are not. And when you come to church and you hear the pastor preaching and saying that, honor your father, because God has said in his word that when you honor your father and mother, it will be well with you and you will live long on the earth. The opposite is also true. The opposite is also true. So a person who hears God's word, who has zeal for the word of God, there is a way the person responds to God's word. So a prophet brought Jehu a message from God. Say, I want you to wipe Ahab. Any Ahab asifobia et asasisubia no. Jurebe, jurebe, jurebe. You understand jurebe? It's like, yeah. Watch Jehu. Watch. I'm showing you something. I'm showing an example. Watch Jehu. Verse 11. When Jehu went out to his fellow officers, so he came outside to see the prophet. Then the prophet poured the oil on him, and the prophet gave him God's word. Then the prophet opened the door and ran away. Then he entered back to the meeting that he was in. When he went back, one of them asked him, "Is everything all right? Why did this maniac," maniac is another English word for, "bodanfo," Because Obia will see me bad them. Say, dear boy, yeah, yeah. Oba, yeah. Okra oil. Oshegun is one of Janik. Yeah, you will be on here. What is going on here? You are, we are in a meeting. People are in a meeting. Now, after Nipana Babantin, when you come out, we don't know what you told him. All we saw is that you opened the door and you're running away. So, this madman, what did he say? But when you're a madman, you're a prophet. Jimmy, so amen. Got an answer. Is everything all right? Why did this madman come to you? Then they will respond. He didn't want to tell them what the man said. He said, oh, you know this man and how he talks sometimes. The people said, no. He told you something. So, verse 12. That's not true. Tell us. Then Jehu said, here is what he told me. This is what the Lord says. I anoint you king over Israel. When he told the people, they took their cloaks and they spread them on the floor and they blew the trumpet and they shouted, Jehu is king. Jehu is king. Are you following the story? So Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, conspired against Joram. Listen to this is who Joram is. Now Joram and all Israel had been defending Ramoth Gilead against Hazael, king of Aram. But King Joram had returned to Jezreel. So there were two kings at the time. There was one king of Judah, one king of Israel. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? So one's name was Joram. Okay. And Joram and the other king, they were both sons of Ahab. And you remember what God said to him? So King Joram had returned to Israel to recover from the wounds from going to war. Pay attention, oh. Jehu said, if you desire to make me king, don't let anyone slip out of the city to go and tell the news in Jezreel. He didn't want Joram to know that he was coming there because he was going to go and kill him. Then he sat in his chariot and rode to Jezreel because Joram was resting there and Ahaziah, the second king, or Ahaziah, I don't know how you want it, but Ahaziah, the king of Judah, had gone down to see him. When the person, you see, in those days they used to have tall walls and stog, and then when the city has a wall around it, and then they'll put somebody on top so that when enemies are coming, the person can see the enemies and report to the soldiers so that they can gather. So the guy was on top and he saw Jehu riding the chariot and coming with speed. Look at it. He said, I see some troops coming. Verse 17. Then Joram said, get a horseman. Send him to meet them and ask, do you come in peace? The horseman rode off to meet Jehu on the way and said, this is what the king says. Do you come in peace? Let me show you this. Let me show you. Jehu, come. So the man has poured the oil on him and given him and preached the word of God to him. And the word of God says, man, let me see yours. Kill Ahab, descendants, everybody. So when the man ran out, he took his chariot and he sat in it. And he began to ride. We are riding. Ride. Yes, ride. So here is the city where the two kings who are the sons of Ahab, the God says you should kill them. They are in this city here. And then this man is standing. Stand on the chair. Stand on the chair. Stand on the chair. So this man is coming. They say, I see somebody coming. He's coming riding a horse. Then the king said, send somebody to go and meet him in the way and ask him whether he's coming in peace or not. So they sent this man. You to do your horse. Come and do the horse. So then he met Jehu on the way and asked him, are you coming to the city in peace? Look at what he said. Jehu told him. Join me. No. He told you. The king sent you to ask him whether he's coming to the town in peace. Jehu told him, Forget about peace. He said, what is peace? What peace? Join me. So Afe, when I small say baby sani panasano, I'll be coming home and then we are going. So the guy is looking at them. Then he said, tell the king, the man you sent to go and ask the question, no, he has joined them. You're not answering the story. He has joined them. Is that not it? The messenger has reached them, but he's not coming back. Next verse. Oh, so the king sent another horseman. Who did you come? He said, do you come in peace? He said, what is peace? Next verse. So now we are going. Oh, 20, please. The man is still standing here. He said, king, the man you sent is not coming. Oh, the second one is also not coming. Then after some time, he said, but the way the guy is riding the horse, no, he looks like Jehu. The way the boy is speaking in tongues, no, he looks like a Christian boy called Desmond. Oh no. No. You see, you don't understand what I'm saying. Yeah, the way the tongue sounds like, the driving, you see, it's not, the person cannot see the person's face well, but the way he's riding the horse, the way the tongue sounds, it sounds like Desmond. Because Desmond has some type of tongues that when he praying, he speaks it. So when you hear Shalom, Shalom, Shalom. So who is in the room there? We don't know. But the Shalom, Shalom, the tongues, it sounds like Desmond. Oh, you don't like what I'm saying? I'm saying that zeal, when it's inside you, we can't see the zeal itself, but we can use your behavior to know that you have zeal for something. He drives like a madman. He prays like a madman. I told you the boy, they said the boy shouldn't come into our room because he was a strange boy. You remember that yesterday I was telling the story of that boy. So the boy shouldn't come into our dorm because he's a strange boy. He drives like a strange person. He speaks tongues like he's not normal. Everybody speaks of yada bala bala bala. He alone is like shaba, 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 shaba. Everybody says shaba, shaba. Listen, when you come to that. I know be a vampire normal. No, no quan there. Shaba. 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 Yeah. How many times I'm preaching to you? I'm showing you an example of how. Yeah. Ah, I don't know. Yeah, sir. Next verse. Then the king that Joram is going to kill him because God gave him a word. The king said, give me a horse. Me, myself. Bruh. Joram, king of Israel. I told you there are two kings. Joram, king of Israel. Ahaziah, king of Judah. Don't make noise. Everybody and his chariot. Oh, who is making a noise like that? Who is that? Don't do that. They met him on the plot. Next verse. Look at it. The verse is not coming fast. 21, where are we? Has it come? When Joram saw Jehu, he asked him, "Have you come in peace, Jehu?" Then Jehu replied, "How can there be peace? As long as all the idol..." You see, I told you that a person who has zeal for God's word, see, that zeal, it eats you up. Why? Because my enemies have forgotten your word. My zeal, it is consuming me. I have zeal for God's word, but I have seen that those who are my enemies, and actually, anybody who has zeal for God's word, anybody who despises God's word, will become a recharge. Please recharge. Am I preaching something good? But I don't understand why these people are looking at my face like that. Jeremy, the reason why you will not work with people who don't... anybody who doesn't respect the Bible says, anybody who doesn't respect what is in the Bible, you... Too loud. Automatically, even without saying so, according to scripture, they are your enemy. I'm not preaching well. But I don't know what to say amen to me or anything like that. Your idolatry and your witchcraft. How can there be peace? How are you in the church? You can sit down. I'll sack all of you from here. I brought you here to come and help me to preach, not to come and be making noise. Would you say away? Mankeni. As long as the witchcraft and idolatry of your mother is still around, there will be no peace. Thank you. Hallelujah. Volume, please. Hallelujah. What I'm preaching here, you don't like it. I should go to Kumasi with it. When Jehu spoke those words, they realized that something bad was coming. So Joram turned his chariot around and fled. Are you watching the story? Next verse, please. You are too slow. 23. 24. Then Jehu took out his bow. Do you know? How do you call it in tree? A giant. He took out his bow and shot Joram. So Joram was now the king. So this is this guy, and they are running through. Your horse is going. And then the king came. But when he came to talk to him, he realized that the answer that they get is not good. So he turned around and said, so now the king's also going. Then you are also following him. Then Jehu took his bow out, took an arrow out, and shot at the king. It is not possible for you to go to secondary school and follow weed smokers, because the zeal for God's word against all of these things, that zeal consumes you such that anybody who doesn't respect God's word becomes your enemy. Your reaction is Jehu is take an arrow and shoot it at them. Oh no, I don't think I'm preaching well. I'll go somewhere else and preach it. If I'm supposed to kill them, how can I join them? Can I join them? Mary Sally, I'm supposed to kill them. How can I join them to be doing the bad things that they are doing? The reason why you join them is because the zeal for God's word, it does not exist inside of you. Because if it is there, we can't see it. But when we see your behavior, we will know that this guy, my zeal has consumed me. Because of anybody who doesn't respect God's word, they are my enemy. Enemy, what do you do? Enemies. Having to come to prayer meeting before and say, today, any enemy, any witchcraft, anybody who wants to spoil your destiny, cast, I clap my hands. And as I pray, have we not done that before? Shall we pray? The only prayer topic that when you give it, we get 100% prayer. You can pray for, let's pray for the church to be full. You will see people are standing there not looking up here. Let's pray that the Holy Spirit will come here, will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Nobody is not minding you. Let's pray that we will build our church building, everybody, nobody. But when we say, as I clap my hands, I won't say it, as I clap my hands, and as I pray, any witch, any devil, in my family, in my village, in my hometown, that wants to destroy my life, spoil my destiny, make me poor, make me sick, and kill me, I destroy them first. Back to the sender. Back to the sender. Come on, begin to pray. Hey! Everybody, the 3-year-olds, the 4-year-olds, they don't even understand the prayer topic. But once you say, as I clap my hands, my goodness. How many have thought I'm preaching to you so far? Yeah. We don't joke with enemies. We clap our hands and we pray and we send fire on their heads. How come you have gone to join the enemies? You and enemies are friends. You are standing in the corner and you are smoking. This is your enemy. When he is, then he'll pass it to you. Then you to. I'm showing you the example. That is what Jehu did. What Jehu did is what you must do. Next verse. He says, no, show me the other one. 24. And he shot Joram between the shoulders. The arrow pierced his heart. The arrow pierced Joram's heart. And he fell down in the chariot. One down. Everybody say one down. Many more to go. Jehu is now starting. We are going to be here till Jehu finishes before we go on break again. Jehu is wild though. Jehu said to Bidkar, his chariot officer, pick him up and throw him on the field that belongs. You see, all these people, they are mentioning their name, Naboth, there are stories that Auntie Georgina will tell you in church. You have to know about those stories. It makes you understand what I'm telling you even better. But today I cannot tell you about it. You, Auntie Georgina, she's a teacher, main teacher. She will teach you all those things. Remember how you and I were riding together in chariots behind Ahab, his father, when the Lord spoke this prophecy against him. Yesterday, I saw the blood of Naboth and the blood of his sons, declares the Lord. I will surely make you pay. So, the short and summary is that there was a guy called Naboth. He had a plot of land. Ahab wanted the plot of land. The man said he will not sell. So what did Ahab do? He killed the man, took the plot. So that plot that the man, that his father did, Joram's father was called Ahab. So the man, even Jehu killed him, said, take his body and go and throw it on that plot. Go and leave him there. Don't even bury him. Go and throw the body like a dead cat or something. Go and throw it. Even cats can bury them, right? Yes. Sometimes. Throw him away over there. Next verse. King number 2, second son of Ahab. When Ahaziah, verse 27, king of Judah, saw what had happened, he fled up the road to, he fled to another town. Oh, goodness. Jehu chased him. Shouting, kill him too. Kill him too. They wounded him in his chariot on the way to go near Abraham. But he escaped to Megiddo and died there. Two down. Everybody say two down. Many more to go. His servants took him by the chariot to Jerusalem, buried him with his ancestors in a tomb, whatever. Verse 30. Then Jehu went to Jezreel. Jezebel is an interesting character. When Jezebel heard that Jehu was coming, you know what Jezebel did? She decided to make makeup. Is it not in the Bible? Oh, this verse doesn't say. Someone else's translation says makeup. She was doing polishing her face, mascara on her whatever, and pons on her face. Charlie, my brother, your two of you, you can go and sit down. Let Jehu Abre. Okay, let Jehu stand. You, your two of you, can go and sit down. Jehu has killed. It's not finished though. When he got there, I like Jehu. I mean, like Jehu. Arranged her hair, and then she looked out the window. Jehu entered the gate of the house, like this gate. Entered the house. When he entered, then Jezebel asked him, "Have you come in peace, you murderer of your master?" Then he was downstairs. Jezebel was on a story building upstairs. But he was downstairs. So he looked up at the. He says, "Oh, why? You don't like, our money is finished." He asked, "Who is on my side?" Now, in other words, who has zeal like me? Then two eunuchs. He looked out and saw two or three eunuchs. The eunuchs are people who take care of the queen. Uh-huh. Then Jehu said, "Throw her down." You don't understand the picture? You don't understand the picture? Jehu is obeying the word of God. Jehu came to church. I'm very serious. I'm preaching. That's why I am very heartbroken that you came here for a 2-day conference and you didn't bring a book to write anything in. My heart breaks. Because Jehu came to church and heard Bishop Chris preaching. And he heard the word. Say, "You must be a soul winner. You must be a soul winner. You must win souls. Your friends must not go to hell. You must speak the gospel to them. Your friends should go to heaven because of you. You must be a soul winner." He heard it. The moment he left the church, did the Bible say 2 days later? Do you see the Bible say 2 months later? The moment the prophet poured the oil on him and ran out, he too took his chariot and started the job. When you come to church and you hear preaching, when you open your Bible in the morning and you read the scripture and the scripture is talking to you, God is expecting that you must accompany the obedience of that word with zeal. You see, there is not anybody who takes a long time to do something. We can see that, we can even say that they're not zealous about it. I'm not preaching well. Intentem, Yankopon Kasacherwa. You do so intentem. Intentem. Don't waste time to obey God's word. If you have zeal, you will not waste time to obey God's word. Jehu went out immediately. Look at it. He said, "If you are there on you're on my side, please just throw that woman out of the window." So the two people, so they threw her down. If somebody is thrown down from a story building, what will happen to the person? Look at it. She fell down. Her blood was sprinkled on the wall, on the horses, and then the horses passed on her. Next verse. Yes. Jehu is wild though. After killing Jezebel, he went home and found fruit telly to drink. Yeah. Don Simon. I is that not it? The woman that he came to the woman's house and threw her to the window, no. He went to the woman's house and opened her fridge and took a Don Simon and started drinking it. It's like my reward for obeying God's word. And I'm not preaching anything well for you to understand. He said, take this cursed woman and bury her somewhere. Because she herself, Jezebel, was another king's daughter. So bury her properly. Everybody said, Jehu is not finished though. Three down, many more to go. How many of you want to hear the rest of the story? Oh, you are tired? And then at the end, I am in point. I hand in a bell to. That's not my point. Next verse. When they went to bury her, they didn't find her body parts. Do you know why? Because God has said that dogs will eat her. Do you remember I was telling you at the beginning that dogs will eat her? So when she fell down, dogs came in. So when they were going to bury her, they only saw her head, the bone of her head, the skull. Are you looking at it? Are you looking at it? Her feet and her hands. As for the flesh, dogs had eaten it. They went back and told Jehu. He said, this is the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. That's all. Chapter 10, verse 1. Now, there were in Samaria 70 sons of the house of Ahab. He has killed two, Joram and Ahaziah, but Ahab had 70 more left somewhere. So from Jezreel, he took his horse again to Samaria. How do you like Jehu? He's a very wild guy. I mean, yeah. He's not a... And Jehu wrote letters and sent to Samaria unto the rulers of Jezreel, to the elders and to them that brought Ahab's children. Are you here? He said, you have your master's sons with you, and you have chariots and horses, a fortified city of weapons. Now, as soon as this letter reaches you, choose the best and most worthy of your master's sons and set him on his father's throne. Then fight for your master's house. You see, what he's saying is that there are 70 sons, no? Each of them had elders who was taking care of them. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? And Jehu, are you with me or you have gone home already? Look, I say, if you fall asleep, I'll preach to you. I'm very serious today. Yes, I'll bet you. Listen. Jehu wrote a letter to the people and said that when you get this letter, you see, by even though there was no social media in those days, everybody was hearing what Jehu was doing. If the man has killed the king's son, one, king's son, two, king's wife, three, and the man writes a letter to you and tells you that when you get a letter, the king's son that you are taking care of now, put him on the throne and make him king. The elder said, we beg. You see, they know what it means. Look, are you not reading the thing? Yeah, he said that if you are loyal to your master's house, your master's family, me I'm coming. Like if you are loyal, because God had anointed Jehu king of Israel, and he was saying that if you are loyal, you are on Ahab's side. Then when you get put your master's son on, so that he will become king in his place. Then people say no. So we beg. Please, have you seen next verse, verse 4. But they were afraid. And they said, two kings stood not before him. The two kings didn't survive. How about us? Oh, you don't know what I'm trying to say? You don't know what I'm trying to say? Yes. Your zeal must be such that when people are talking in Kwasi Akikan, that's a Uduhua, they stop. What I'm preaching is not the good preaching. When people are insulting pastors and you reach there, they must stop talking. They must be afraid of you. Anyway, you don't know what I'm preaching. Next verse, verse 5. Jehu. So the palace administrator, are you here? See, give me a wave like this. You are here. Beautiful. The elders and the guardians sent a message to Jehu. The elders now said, we are your servants. We are your servants. We will do anything you say. We will not appoint anyone as king. You do whatever you like. Then Jehu wrote a second letter saying, if you are on my side and will obey me, take the heads of your master's sons and come to me in Jezreel by this time tomorrow. You don't understand what I'm describing to you. La. Come. This is the elder. This is the son. This is the elder. This is the son. Everybody, every elder, 70 sons. Every elder has one son that he's looking after. Jehu said that, if you are on my side, if you have zeal like I have zeal, the son of the king that you are taking care of now, bring me his head. I'm meeting you here in Samaria. We have a meeting in Samaria of elders. Jehu is meeting all elders. When you are coming for the meeting, come with the head of a son of the king. Hey. How many said Jehu is a very, very wild guy? Yeah. Bring the head for me. There will be 70 heads at the meeting. They'll be carrying 70 heads when they come for the meeting. I'm describing to you, when a person has zeal for God's word, to so much respect for the word of God, and is energized and motivated to obey it, what does a person look like? This is how he looks like. Nothing can stop him from obeying God's word. Nothing, no matter, nothing. It doesn't matter, whatever is going on, nothing can change his mind. God says this, that is what I'm going to do. When the letter came to them, they took the king's sons and they killed them and put their heads in baskets. Are you not seeing it? 70 heads in baskets and sent the baskets to Jezreel. And then a messenger came and told Jehu that the package, the parcel has arrived at Techiman station. Oh, you're not seeing the parcel? The driver who brought the heads in the basket called Jehu and said that, you have a package at Techiman station. Jehu said, you bring the package, bring the parcel. So he brought the basket. He removed the heads from the basket one by one, and he arranged them into a heap. Put your hands together for Jehu. He's a very wild guy. Aubrey, what's an answer? How many have we killed so far? 73. Are you not seeing it? How many has he killed so far? 73. Then, the next morning, Joe went out. Are you tired? Do you want to stand? Stand for some small time. Because I've not finished, so you cannot. The next morning, don't talk. The next morning, Jehu went out. He stood before all the people and said, you are innocent. It was I who planned against my master and killed him. But who killed all these people? They are talking about their heads. They were talking about their heads that were there. Who killed them? He said, no, this is how I want every Christian boy and girl. Hey! I will do you something bad. Share. I say, if you collapse and faint, I'll preach to you. Today is today. Today is the last day. You can faint. I will not stop preaching. I'll preach to you. When I come here again, the next time I come here, and they say there's a prayer meeting. I want to see you in the prayer meeting. They must say that this tongues. No. This tongue sounds like your name is what, Mbo? Precious. See how they are saying they're precious. No, it will not be like that for the prayer meeting. Yeah. You see, that kind of prayer meeting, that when you come, you tie your hair into a ponytail. Because sweat will enter into it. Into, yeah. You find some place. See, they'll say, this sound of tongues sounds like Precious's tongues. We are continuing. Are you continuing? Jehu is not finished, though. He hasn't finished at all. Yes. So, listen. Verse 11. Jehu killed everyone in Jezreel who remained. Anybody who was supporting the old king, who was a bad king, as well as his chief men, his close friends, and his... He killed everybody, leaving no survivor. If he comes into a town and you make a mistake in saying that, yeah, Ahaziah Abusian 4, and I said Joram Abusian 4, and I said Ahab Abusian 4, death. It's there, look at it. Next verse, verse 12. Ah. No problem, you... So look at it, verse 12. Jehu sent out and went towards Samaria. At Beth Eked of the shepherds, he met some relatives of Ahaziah, king of Judah, and asked them, who are you? Verse 12, verse 13, who are you? They said, we are relatives of Ahaziah, and we have come down to greet the families of the king and of the queen. They didn't know that there was a problem. They came to come and greet the kings, the two kings that had been killed already, and the queen mother. Next verse. Jehu said, take them alive. And he slaughtered them by Beth Eked. 42, no survivor. How many are we right now? 73 plus 42 is how many? 100 and how many? 73 plus 42. 105. Put your hands together for Jehu. He's not leaving any, no prisoners, no survivors. This is where we are getting to where I want us to get to. After he left there, after he left there, he came and met Jonadab, the son of Rechab, who was on his way to meet him. Jehu greeted him and said, show me King James. What does King James says? He said to him, greeted him, is your heart right? NIV says, are you in accord with me as I am with you? Jonadab answered, I am. Then Jehu said, if so, give me your hand. So he did. And Jehu helped him into his chariot. So the chariot was still going. So Jonadab said, if you are on my side, then join my chariot. Then they were inside. Now verse 16 is my verse. Look at it. Jehu said, come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. Come with me. Guess what? If I become your new friend, after I have spent 2 weeks with you as a new friend, I must be able to see your zeal for the Lord. It must show. I'm not saying it well. Because zeal can be seen. It can be seen. He said, Jonadab, come with me. And you see, sit down. So let me show you something. What I'm preaching is nice to me. That's why I'm saying that if you sleep, I'll preach it. Yeah. Auntie Georgina, I should play on. Hey, where Mamumro, because me nyam preaching you. This is example number one. I have example number two. Yeah, auntie is tired. Auntie is like, "Charlie, this man is preaching too much." today is the last day. Me nyam in. It means me for preaching in San Fran Kumasi. Oh yes, I nyam fine. I have to preach all here. I cannot go and take the rest of the preaching to Kumasi. How many understand what I'm talking to you about so far? If you have zeal for the Lord, you will own a Bible. You will own a Bible. You will. You will own a Bible which has your name in it. This is my name. This is my name. If you have a Bible and the date I bought it, if you have zeal for the word of God, you, precious what? Precious Yeboa. You will also have a Bible, whatever color it is, and your name will be in it. Precious Yeboa. It's the first step to a demonstration. Because how will you know what God says you should go and do? How will you know? If the young prophet hadn't come to Jehu and called him aside to tell him what God says he should do, how will Jehu know what he should do? This is this. You first of all have to own one. Before we even start discussing how you will hear God's voice, you have to first of all own one. If you are somebody who has zeal for the word of God, you will come to church with a notebook to write. You know, one of the blessings of coming to church is that, stop. One of the blessings of coming to church and to hear a preacher preach to you is that the preacher who is preaching to you, he shows you verses in the Bible that you on your own may not be able to find now. I'm not saying it well. That's why one of the habits you must have is when the man reads the verse and the verse comes on the screen, that's a verse ni kikiwa ofa pen. Then you underline it. You see, you have not been doing that. Otherwise, one day, how will you find it? How will you find it later? How? Your Bible must be like this. You see anything, you hear anything at all, your Bible must look like this. First of all, you must own one. And it must look like this. You want to see, this is how a Bible, a person who has zeal for the Lord must have, you know, this is not, it's not artwork. This morning, I was reading Psalm 119. It was blessing me. I brought out all my highlighters. I have orange, green, yellow, and pink. Every color shows the seriousness of the kicking of the verse. If the verse kicks me very, very hard, the highest level, pink. If it kicks me 80, 70%, yellow. If it kicks me 50% thereabout, orange. But if it doesn't kick me very, very, very hard, green. Those are my colors. So I brought all of them out. When I say, so I was even, I mean, there be me and Yenibi. Your Bible is white. White in quan. You don't have how can you be a Christian who is a born again Christian? You are reading your Bible every day. God, the marks. These are every time God says something to me. When you see a color there, it means that God has said something to me there. Auntie, what I'm saying, is it correct or is not? That God has said something to me there. That's why. And sometimes there's a verse that is good for you, but you have not yet found it. So what happens is that when you come to church, the pastor will say, then you say, what a verse. What a blessing. Then you take out your pen, your red pen. Do they still sell green pens? It's still there. Green pen. Yes. You see, a serious zealous Christian will come to church with red pen. Christian will say, oh, there. I mean, they call church. Blue pen, red pen, green pen. Where are you going? I'm going to church. The pastor will mention a verse, and I will need to underline it. And sometimes, blue underlining doesn't do it for me, so I will use green. You're not in school. You don't know how you've been doing it. You know how you've been doing the notes in school. The important part, you use red pen to write it. And another important part, you use green pen to write it. So when you open the notebook, you can see that this part is very important. Is that how come that you have zeal for God, but you, your Bible is all white? White, you open it white. You have owned this Bible for the past 15 years. White in Kwan, white. Hey, what? After this conference, it is changing. No, I didn't come here to come and talk into the air. It's changing. Bible. Jehu, we have not finished. Jehu has not finished killing people. He has killed 105. He has not finished killing people. The last one there is terrible. What he did to them. Verse 17. When Jehu came to Samaria, he killed all who were left of Ahab's family. He destroyed them according to the word of the Lord. Hey, somebody's talking. Jehu. Tenacity. Beautiful. Then Jehu brought all the people together and said to them, I'm closing for this Jehu. Then I'll come to the next person. you don't understand what I'm saying. I'm not going to Kumasi today. I'm going tomorrow. So I can be here. I'm not going to. Dorothy, I've caught you. I'm going to Kumasi tomorrow morning. Ahab served Baal a little. This is a trick. So he went to the Samaria, where the idols were, and the priests and the people were the idols. And then he told them that Ahab, he was worshiping Baal. It's a type of god, an idol, like weed, like all these things that people go and do, bad things that people do. Ahab was worshiping that, but me Jehu, no, I want to worship some, but I will worship him. It's like, let me join. And I want to ask you. Yeah, me person me joining. Me person money me come home. So, next verse. Now, therefore, call unto me all the prophets of Baal, all his servants, and all his priests. Are you hearing it? Prophets, servants, and priests. Call all, because I want to join the Baal worshipping. I want to join it. Call them for me. Let none be wanting means NIV. It means don't leave anybody. Invite everybody to there. We are going to have a special festival for the idol Baal. I'm the chief worshipper. How many know that it's not true? You know it's not true. How many know that it's not true? He said, because I have a great sacrifice to give to Baal. I'm now the main chief worshipper of Baal. I have come with presents and sacrifice for Baal. So call me the prophets, the priests, and the servants. They should all, everybody, all those who have traveled to the UK, to the US, call them and tell them, look, we now have a new member of the Baal worshippers. I have brought, come on, they should all come. National, International Convention of Baal Worshippers. Is there anybody who doesn't come, I'll kill the person. So make sure that they walk. I think it's changing. Say if call them all, but if anybody doesn't come, I'll kill the person. The person will not live. They should make sure they should all come. So they came. But he said, the Bible says that. But Jehu was acting deceptively in order to destroy the ministers of Baal. Next verse. call an assembly. So they called it. Next verse. Then he sent word throughout all of Israel, and all the ministers came. They all crowded into one temple of Baal until it was full from one end to the other end. So this, like, if like this is it, from here to here, they all of them, priest, prophet, priest, servant. We are almost closing about Jehu. Pay attention. Then they all came inside. Next verse. Then Jehu told the person who kept their special dresses for the ceremony. He said, bring everybody their special dress. You know, prophets will have dress, priests will have dress. Bring all of them. So they brought their dresses for them. They should dress nicely because it's a very major festival, convention, international convention. They should dress nicely. Next verse. Then Jehu and Jehonadab, son of Rechab, went into the temple of Baal. Jehu said to the ministers of Baal, look around and make sure that everybody who must be here is here. Archbishop, bishop, reverend. Make sure that nobody, if there's anybody here, call him on the phone, send him a WhatsApp message, tell him that the festival is about to start. So they must hurry up and come. So it's like, if you know, because sometimes you know, like, this council. You have some here, right? Techiman council, this council. And so, council people, so Pastor Nat, please look in your, see whether your council pastors are all here. Are they all here? Then you to look at your council. Are your council people all here? That's what he's telling them. So make sure that everybody look around. See that no servants of the Lord, nobody. And then make sure that there is no other person. If the person is not a Baal worshiper, you shouldn't be in the room. That they should go out. So we are all Baal worshippers. Only Baal worshippers are in this meeting. If you're not a Baal worshipper, out. Next verse. So they went, made sacrifices, burnt offerings. Jehu put 80 men outside round the building. 80 people round the building. And he gave them one warning. If anybody, listen to this, if one of you let one person in the room escape alive, me, I'll kill you myself. Next verse. As soon as Jehu finished making the burnt offering for Baal, as now you now the chief worshipper of Baal, he ordered the guards and officers enter into the building and killed them all. Killed who? My enemies have forgotten that. Yes. I'm calling them my enemies because they have forgotten thy word. And you, instead of them being your enemies, they are your friends. Or Trina. For family, let me tell me. Yeah, I do so. But I've been treating my name, son. I don't know, yes, sir. My name. Last one. Asa. The last one, one. I'm from. Charlie, I didn't come up. Yeah. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. I don't expect any church member in this church to go to school and be spoiled by his classmates. I do not expect it. If I hear it, I don't expect it. That's what I'm thinking about. I should show you an example of somebody who is consumed by the zeal for God's word. Like, this is what, this thing is against God's word. I don't do it. As for me, I only obey God. So they entered. They killed everybody. The guards and officers, they threw their bodies out. They killed every, remember, every single Baal prophet, Baal servant, Baal priest in every country. They called all of them to come into the room. So they were all in the room. They killed everybody one by one by one by one by one by one by one. Why? Because me, I worship God. I don't worship Baal.
Anything that has to do with, I am removing it. That's why he said, oh, somebody is a safe church. He's watching pornography. Pornography. He said, then it becomes an addiction. I can't stop. Foolish. Your mistake was that you, instead of killing them, you joined them. Instead of killing them, you join them. That's why now you can't stop. That's why you can't stop. Put yourself together for Jehu. How many have seen Jehu is a very fantastic guy? Is it finished or there's more? Verse what? 26. Yes. When he finished killing the human beings, then they brought the sacred stone out of the temple of Baal. And they bend it. Next verse. All the things that have to do with Baal. He spoils all. Next verse. So Jehu destroyed Baal worship. When you have Kwame Eugene manifest Black Sheriff on your phone, you have not destroyed Baal worship in Israel. I'm not preaching well. Black Sheriff manifest Kwame Eugene Shatawale Obidepom Bede. You know what time it is? Obidepom Bede. When you still have someone, listen to me. Even when you are in a tro and they are playing it, you must tell the driver that the song is disturbing you. It is worrying me. Not that you have it on your phone. You have not destroyed Baal worship in Israel. What I'm preaching, I like it all. I hope you are recording it. I'll go and listen to it. It's nice to me. You have not destroyed Baal worship. He listen, prophets, servants, priests, he killed them. He brought the altar on which they sacrificed it. He burned it. He brought out everything. Go to the verse before, 27. He said, they demolished the sacred stone of Baal and tore down the temple of Baal. The temple that they were worshiping, like the church of Baal, no? He broke the church down and he turned it into a toilet. Latrine. Look at latrine. Don't you see latrine? You know latrine? Oh, it's not. You don't know latrine. Hey, the Bible is nice. The Bible is so nice. Look, put yours together for the Bible. It's too nice. Yeah. They broke the whole temple down. And then now they announced, from now onwards, if you want to poo-poo, go here. Bounce, so there. You see, if somebody is poo-pooing on you, that's what you must do to everything that goes against the word of God. You poo-poo on it. Poo-poo on manifest songs, Sarkodie songs, Kwame Eugene songs. Poo-poo on it. Are we not reading the Bible? Are we not reading the Bible? They demolished the sacred stone of Baal, tore down the temple of Baal, and people have used it for latrine to this day. Yo. Hey, Guso. But now it has become this thing. It will not be good. Look, may God give you grace. May God give you zeal. And you see, I'm preaching with my energy because I'm believing God that He will use what I am saying, and He will again. You know, one of my prayers I pray nowadays is that God will start a revival among children. God will start a revival among children. I am looking for God. Stop doing that. I'm looking for God. to pour his spirit upon. How old are you? How old are you? How old are you?
5.
Can you talk? Can you talk? Yes or no? I'm asking you a question. Can you talk?
Yes.
Okay, so if I say something, you can say it. What I'm saying, you can say some. You can say some. Okay, so say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I cast you out.
I cast you out.
Of this little girl.
Of this little girl.
Did you hear it? Did you hear it? Say, I bind you.
I bind
you. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Say, Satan.
Satan.
I command you.
I command.
To come out of her.
To come out of
her. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
She can cast out devils. Put your hands together for her. She's qualified. That's all. Oh, she can cast. She so long as her mouth can work, she can say, "I cast in Jesus." Yeah. So this girl, look at Mark 16:15-16. She called Mary Sally. If you know anybody who has a demon in them, please bring them to her. Bring them to her. Auntie Ellen, wouldn't you like to see that happening in your church?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Me, I'm praying. Every prayer, I'm saying, Lord. Lord. She can say, in the name of Jesus, come out of her. Those are the words you need to cast out the devil. Come out of her. Come out of him. In Jesus' name. Come out. You just keep repeating it. Come out. Sometimes when the devils, they are stubborn. She doesn't have to be big. You see, come. They didn't see you well. They didn't see you well. Yes. This is the right body size. Is the right? It's not right. We don't. All the extra muscles and it's not important. Have you seen this man? Come. All this extra flesh is not important. It's useless. This body size is enough. The Bible says in Mark 16:17, it says, and these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. That's all. Joshua, now they are disturbing me. Now, dear, you are playing horror movie, this thing, soundtrack. I don't know. Horror movie soundtrack. Me, I don't have. Have you heard me talking about masturbation and pornography? Only today I've mentioned it for the first time. I just mentioned it since I came here. Have you heard me talking about any of them? I don't use strong Christian conference to come and tell you stop lying, stop whatever. Stop. No, I don't. That's not it. Me, Joel 2:28 is in front of my eyes, and because it is a prophecy of God, I am believing God to see it happen in front of my eyes. It's not I come and tell you stop this. Every Sunday they are telling you to stop. I don't know telling you to stop. Stop lying, stop stealing, stop. Oh, I don't tell you to stop all those things. Auntie Georgina's job is to tell you to stop. Eh? My job is to tell you, come and see my zeal for the Lord. Come and see my zeal for the Lord. That's me. I don't do all this. Come and see my zeal for the Lord. And my zeal, My zeal for the Lord is that if, as we are going, we encounter a devil, as we are walking, and we encounter, because all those were devils, all those people, Ahaziah, Joram, Jezebel, priest of Baal, devils. If we meet them, will we cast them out or not? Will we? Oh. Yes, not yes. Will we cast them out or not?
Cast them out.
We will cast them out. We will cast them out. We will cast them out. We will not leave. We will cast them out. Pastor Nathan, I was having my quiet time recently. I saw a certain scripture. In that scripture, you know it. Jesus said, not everybody who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall... Do you remember that scripture? And then they will say that, oh, did you not heal the sick in your name? Oh, you guys, pay attention. Did you not heal the sick in your name? Did we not cast out devils in your name? And did many wonderful things in your name? And the Holy Spirit was telling me that the basic requirement of it... You see, Jesus said, depart from me. I don't know you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. And then the Holy Spirit was telling me that even the people that Jesus was saying, I don't know you, at least they did some basic things. They cast out devils, they healed the sick, and they did many wonderful things in his name. So I said, it is if you that he will say, I know you, the ones he's saying, I don't know you, no. They have cast out devils, they have healed the sick, and done many wonderful things. What about you that he will say, I know you? I realize that, no, I must increase my devil casting level, healing the sick level, many wonderful level. I must increase the level. You must increase it, the level. Mary Sally, will we cast them out?
Yes.
Continue. We will cast them out.
We will cast them out.
Out. Out. It's not macho. You just say, I command you to come out in the name of Jesus. 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 At a point, you see, the pepe is in the name of Jesus. So as you keep saying, in the name of Jesus, pepe. In the name of Jesus, pepe. At a point, ah! Finished. That's all. That's the end of it. End of it. You don't need macho. You don't need macho. It's not macho. It's not important. Right, sit down. Thank you very much. Look, how many of you want to go and stretch your legs more before we continue and finish? I'm not finished though. Hey, you don't know. You don't know what I'm. I'm not finished. Please. So, Auntie Gina, break. I should continue and close. I'm closing at this to know. Enumereo. We break. How many want to go and we? Okay, the time is 4:29. We are we. You are mini. So we are weaving for the 4:15 minutes, so 4:45. Is it good? Me, I'll not wait for you. When it's 4:45, I'll start preaching to the people in the room. Yeah, because I'm going to tell you about another guy. His name is Solomon. As for him, he had a zeal for the house of the Lord. So I'll tell you his story. How many want to hear those kind of stories? I like the stories. So on your mask, guy says, ping, 15 minutes.